Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again. Guess who's back?
Back again. In black.
Oh,
I don't know.
You guys, it's been a whole 3/4 months, depending on how you want to look at it. The last podcast we had was March 3rd, March 5th.
Today is June 5th.
So, but here we are.
We're not feeling so well, but we're here.
My belly, we're going to be just an FYI. We will be belching up a storm this whole entire podcast because...
I will say it's been nice that not doing stupid shit the last 4 months. Like, I haven't done stupid shit on purpose. Oh. I mean, I do stupid shit daily, but I don't realize it's stupid shit till I'm done doing it. Oh. Like, I came into this knowing I was going to do stupid
dumb
shit.
Dumb as hell.
And it's been a long time since I've had that feeling like, oh, let's go do some stupid shit. Tashina really gets
me. You're welcome.
We just finished a Sprite challenge.
And we'll be having that posted here soon. If I could remember how to get into our Carcast Moms TikTok page. Maybe they deleted it because we haven't used it in so long.
Did they do that?
I don't know.
It's fucking rude if they do.
Right?
Just delete us.
Oh, God. There it comes already.
Guys, Tashina failed miserably. She's in the middle of her sentence saying like, ooh, we got this. What?
We're halfway.
Burped right in my hair.
We're halfway through. We got this. And then it just came out of nowhere. I didn't even feel it coming up.
It just was there.
Done.
Burst in my eardrum.
Oh, man. Ugh. Anyways. Well, how has the last
four/3 months
of your life been?
A lot of nonsense to catch up on.
Well, go ahead and start.
Do you have nonsense?
I don't remember what I did yesterday, so...
You've had a family vacation.
Oh, yeah.
You broke your toe off.
Well, yes.
Those are the only two things I really know.
Yeah. That's pretty much all that really happened. Yeah. What's happened to you? Are you cold?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Well, in the time that we've been separated...
We were on a hiatus.
Yes, again, this one did last 10 years, thankfully.
Good for us.
I found out that I have a bulge.
A bulge? Oh, yeah.
Two of them.
In your pants?
No.
Or?
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Oh.
Which has in turn made my whole body bulge because I haven't been able to work out and I feel
I think everybody's in a little bit of a season right now. Like a eating season.
But what's really frustrating for me is then the people that...
Aren't?
That are always the ones that I don't like. And then I see them and I'm like, God damn it, you look so good.
Right?
I'm like, fucking bulge.
Right. Yeah. I know.
But anyways, I was like at work one day and my neck had been killing me like really bad. And then all of a sudden like this right side right here was so tight that I feel like I had to like lay my head onto my shoulder. Like it was like tightening up.
Like Igor from Young Frankenstein?
Yeah. And then I had like convinced myself like you can't swallow. Because it was so tight and I'm like trying to swallow and I couldn't. And then I was like, oh my God, you're dying. You have a brain tumor. Like something is wrong. Something is very wrong. So I just went to my boss and I was like, I have to go to the emergency room. And I was like crying, like something is wrong. So my mom took me to Gardnerville and I cried the whole way there. I was telling her like, there's something fucking wrong. Like my neck has been hurting for so long now. And it's insane to me. Let me just break this in here. Because we watch Jackass.
Yes.
All of them. Uh-huh. It is insane to me what those fuckers can do. And I hit a rock, a pebble, mind you, on my bike. I didn't even crash. I just hit the pebble. Jarred myself a little. And I fucked up my neck doing that. And these people are cannonballing themselves across the United States.
Oh, if you don't think that those people are injured.
Well, they're handling it a lot better than me. That's all I can say. Because they, I don't know. Anyways, so we go to the hospital. And he's telling me, like, I think you might have a bulging disc, but we're going to get an MRI. And so instantly I'm panicking because I've never been stuck in a tiny little tube and I don't...
It's a giant tube.
Not really. Well, because I'm also giant because I have the bulge. And so there was like 2 centimeters above...
There my... was not! I'm,
my eyelashes were touching it. Oh, I'm not kidding.
So stupid.
So anyway, she like takes me back there. And she's like, do you have any jewelry? And I told her no. And she's like, what's that thing in your ear? And I was like, a piercing. She's like, well, you're going to need to take it out. And I said, I can't. And she's like, why can't you? And I said, because I physically don't know how. Like, I don't know. I didn't put it in there. I don't know how to take it out. And I've tried to like tighten it and loosen it, but it's like fucking stuck in there. Like whoever did it had some muscle because I cannot. So I was like, no, I can't. And I just got it done and like, I can't take it out. She's like, well, it's probably going to cause an artifact in the machine. And I was like, what's that mean? And she goes, slower and louder. It means it's probably going to cause an artifact.
I guess it clears it up.
I guess what I'm asking is my head going to explode? Right? Am I going to die?
Is it going to break the machine?
Will I be stuck in there forever? Like, what the fuck does that mean, an artifact? Like, I'm a freaking monster that, or dinosaur, I guess. Well, aren't those artifacts that they're like, dust off? Anyways, like, what's going to happen to me if I put my head in there and you don't take this out?
Right.
Because now I'm panicking, like, get it out. Try. She's like, right. It's fine. I'm like, it doesn't sound fine. Get it out of my ear. It'll be fine. Do you know what it is? Sterling silver, gold? I don't fucking know what it is. So now I'm like really pissed. Like, if it's gold and or is that worse than gold, sterling silver? Like,
right.
You'll be fine. Anyways, I was fine.
Anyway, we're here today, so.
And she didn't take it out, and she even said it didn't cause an artifact, whatever the fuck that means. So I made it, but I do have 2 bulging discs in my neck.
So what do you do for that?
Traction.
The fuck does that mean?
Traction is basically where somebody pulls the fuck out of your head, like pulls your head from your spine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it like to the brink of decapitation.
Yeah.
To where you like just can't take it, and then they slingshot it back. Just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I've been doing that, and then at work I've been doing, it's called a combo, so it's like an ultrasound with electrical stimulation.
So where do you get slingshotted at?
Work.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to go through physical therapy then.
Yeah.
So is that like on your work time, or do you have to take days off for that to get PT done, or how does that work? Is it after work?
Mainly like right before we go home, because the traction's only 30 seconds, 3 times, so it's a minute and a half.
Okay, you guys, so somehow our last little clip cut off, and we've been talking for about 45 minutes.
Before we figured it out.
So,
we literally caught you guys up on 4 months worth of life.
And Tashina and Stephanie are such fuck-ups that we now have to pretty much do it all again. And it won't be as fun for us this time as it was the first time.
We're going to have to switch it up because we're going to have to tell different, better stories.
Right? Okay, so where we left off was Stephanie has 2 bulging discs. She was telling us about her physical therapy and how Joey was the one. Carrie had Joey.
Yeah, he came in so she could teach him how to do traction on my neck.
Right.
And it didn't go very well and I couldn't feel my left.
He must have pinched a nerve, honestly.
I don't know what he did, but I was sore for like 3 days. And I was like, you can't do this again. Because he has it all planned out, because he's got like toe straps.
Like for a trailer?
Yeah, basically. To put like around him, like the traction to pull on my neck and the table.
Was he gonna like put it around his hips and just fucking
your waist? Yeah, and your hands, and then you literally pull.
Is that literally how you do it?
Yes, and pull.
It's not like a machine.
No, and our kitchen table is like the perfect height. So he was like, oh yeah, we'll just do it. And I haven't asked him since. I just like, hey Carrie, can you do traction before I go home? And I haven't really needed that much of it because it is feeling a lot better. I feel like I just need to rest. But let me tell you, the 2 months that I was out. So Do you remember at the beginning of volleyball, the very first night of volleyball, when I, like...
Yes, jacked up yourself, yes.
out, and, like, I couldn't move for, like, 4 days in my neck. So that... In February, when I rode my bike, when I hit the pebble, that night it did it, and I couldn't turn my head for, like, three days. Then I was fine, then volleyball started and did it again. But that one I knew, like, I did something in volleyball, like, I did something. But then I had the first week of April off, and on Monday when I woke up, like, I couldn't fucking move my neck. And that one was the worst one, and it's been bad ever since. I went to the chiropractor twice.
Right.
Like, I fully convinced, I have been a monster. Like, the fact that Joey still lives in my house and my kids haven't, like, ran away is surprising. Because I divided all my assets, which was also depressing because I got nothing. Right. So I had to pick, like, which kid gets it.
Right.
Because there's not enough for all of them. You
know
what I
mean? Cut it in threes.
Yeah, no, even then. It's not even worth it. Just burn it. I have nothing. Anyways, I've been, like, I've convinced myself I had a brain tumor. I convinced myself I had, like, cancer of the neck. And, like,
oh, man.
Like, my future... Was
bleak.
So dark, like, it really was. And then I was like, fuck, I'm gonna have to have surgery, like, I'm gonna get a blood clot, like,
I quit the podcast.
I need to just say goodbye to everybody, but instead of saying goodbye, I'll just quit talking to all of them.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
I quit talking to everybody in my life, trust me, everybody. And even Joey's like, you gotta get your shit together, cause you don't like anybody and nobody likes you. And I'm like, well, fuck you, okay, cause I'm dying. So tell at my funeral, like, so tell them.
They'll miss me when I'm gone.
Yes. Anyways, so the whole ride up there, I was telling my mom all this stuff, and she was very supportive. Like, Stephanie, the way surgery has advanced, like, everything's fine. It'll be fine. You're not understanding. If they tell me I have to have surgery, just shoot me, because I'm not having fucking surgery on my neck. I watched Dr. Death.
We did a podcast on it.
It's not happening. I don't care who it is. It's not happening to me. And then suddenly, have you seen that little commercial where they're offering the depression medication and the fucking... cloud is just covered. On the way home, that cloud was gone. My future was so bright. I was just like, oh my god, mom, like, life is so good when you know you just have a bulge. Like, the cancer tumor's gone. My mindset is like, I feel like I'm gonna live till next week. I can make plans,
right?
Because before I was like, fuck dinner, I won't even be alive for dinner today. I don't know, maybe I'll die right now.
You never know.
Say what you need to say, because I'm about to die right now, like, you know. But it just felt so much like, I can breathe, and my attitude has been much better since I figured out my neck is just
broke. It really has. You've been talking to me again, wanting to communicate, and we're doing a podcast again.
You know how they say that God gives the tough things to people who can handle it? Like, I hope I've really proven to him I can't fucking handle it.
Stop,
like,
giving me anything
I can't handle it. A minor bulge is fine. Don't give me any more than that, because I can't do it.
Right.
And nobody wants to be there with me when I do it. So if you give me something harder than that, not only will I... suck at dealing with it, but I'll be alone dealing with it, okay? So don't.
You really isolated yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Very quickly.
I did. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still happening slightly. I'm isolating a lot of things in my life.
Are you?
Yeah. It feels kind of good, but...
Well, I'm glad you're not isolating me anymore. I'm happy about that.
I feel like I was intentionally isolating.
No, I don't think you were either. I was just giving you your moment.
Like, Stephanie, for one, you wouldn't have liked me for those couple of months anyway.
No,
so.
That's why I let you have your moment. Once you get your shit together, come back, okay?
And here I am.
I'm not about to be drugged with your little cute cloud, okay? No, thank you. I'm a sunshine and rainbows kind of person.
Yeah, no, except for it's fucking raining over us right now.
I know. Well, this weather has been fucking atrocious. I've had so many senior girl pictures this year that I've had to reschedule.
Because of the weather?
Up until, like, Monday of last week. They graduated Friday. Mm-hmm. I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning editing the last senior girl pictures for me.
Wow.
I felt so bad, but it was
a
either
lot of
cold.
Your pictures turned out really good.
Thank you. It was either cold, raining, snowing, sleeting, hailing, the fucking wind. Yeah, the cold is not the problem. Like, the we can bundle them up. We can do it. The wind. And all these girls with these gorgeous hair. Mm-hmm. And then they all end up with, like, frizzies at the top. And I'm like, sorry, girls.
So
like,
you
no, you can't do anything.
That.
No. No. So.
But I feel like, not to toot your horn, but, like, the longer that time has gone and the more pictures you post, like, you're, not that you weren't good at the beginning, but your pictures are very good.
Thank you.
They're getting very,
thank
very,
you.
Very good.
I appreciate
like
that.
Like, they look very professional.
Oh, thank you.
Which, I guess you could consider yourself a professional.
I don't.
How do you? Like, what's a guideline for being a...
I don't think there is a guideline. You can just say you're a professional. I don't feel like I'm a professional at all.
Your pictures are really good, though.
I just like to take pictures of people.
Do you
know? No, I fucking hate it. I absolutely hate it. I do like taking pictures of seniors, but before every session I have, I go into a little bit of a conniption fit every fucking time. Like, I'm going to forget what I need to do. I'm going to forget the poses I needed. I'm going to forget the prompts. I'm going to forget their name. They're going to be ugly. Everybody's going to hate them. Every time. Every time.
So this is still happening?
Yes, still happening. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I don't get the, like, when I first started and I got, like, really good pictures, every now and then I will, but I don't get that, like, I was just, like, so excited. Like, oh my God, I love that picture. And now they're all really good, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you still freak out if you don't hear from the person, like, within 5 seconds?
Yes. If you don't text me immediately, I think you fucking hate me. And I hate your picture.
Tell you how glorious you are?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
She used to text me, like, Stephanie, I just sent these pictures off. It's been 10 minutes and I haven't heard anything. Like,
do you think
they hated them?
Do you think they hate them? Do you think
and
I should?
And she would, like, I'm going to send them to your email. So I'd look at them, like, Tashina, they're really good. They fucking hate them. They hate them. They hate me.
They hate them.
And then, oh, I just got a text.
I love them.
All I said was thank you. But they fucking hate me.
What I've become, well, I haven't got as. I'm not as bad about that anymore because people don't, like, pictures are very important to me. But some people, pictures are not important, too. You know what I mean?
I just think people don't like pictures of themselves.
Right.
No matter how good they are.
Right.
Because I think pictures are important to everybody. I don't think I've ever seen anybody who's just like, oh, it's just a fucking picture.
I have.
Unless it's a man.
No, I have. There's really? Not. There's some people that just do not care, really? Like, for memories or pictures or whatever. Obviously not any of my clients because they all want their pictures. But, yeah. I don't know. Whatever. But, yes, I'm still in that little situation in my life. But I mean,
you just like people to toot your horn.
Yes. 100%. Yes, that is me. But I do have to say that my favorite picture taking is of seniors and families that have little kids, like 2-3-year-old kids. Families with teenagers can go somewhere else because they don't want to be there and they're not cute anymore. I just don't like teenagers in general, to be honest. They're assholes.
I have a teenager now.
You do. I like her, though. She's very cute. How is she?
She is a teenager now. She got inducted into the National Junior Honor Society, and she is by far my biggest retirement plan. She got a new kitten, and she's 100% a terrible cat mom.
Oh, is she?
No, she loves her cat, and her cat loves her, but that fucking cat is a devil cat.
Oh.
And at night, when she's supposed to have it in her room sleeping, she wakes up at, like, we still don't know.
Oh.
She's really furry, and so you can't really tell what
is
genital
there?
Is in there, and she hasn't really decided what she, what's the word?
It's transgender.
Yeah, we have a transgender cat, because we can't figure it out. Anyways, but at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, this fucking cat wakes up and decides to wake everybody else up with it, and so Trinity thinks that it's a good idea, because she's trying to sleep,
right.
And her sleep's important, more important than ours.
Right.
She just takes the fucking cat, walks her ass into our room, puts the cat, shuts the door, and goes into her room and goes back to bed.
Good for her.
And so I'm like, Trin, look, you guys are annoying too, but I don't just lock you in somebody else's room.
Right.
Like, you are a mom. You have to take care of that cat.
Right.
Even when it's causing you to not sleep. Because you bring it to my room, and apparently I'm a twitchy sleeper because my toes, like, move, and that fucking cat attacks me in the middle of the night. Like, fucking pounces on me. Yes. And if he's not doing that, he's pouncing on Joey or, like, literally climbing up our clothes, and it's a mess.
Too much.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I slept really good. I'm like, well, that's fucking
good
great,
for
Trinity.
You. Good for you.
So, like, she's a very good cat mom. She got herself a clear cat backpack.
Oh.
Have you seen those, like,
yes,
Chinese
with, like,
ones?
It has, like, the little bubble so they can see out.
Yes, she got one of those. She got a harness, and she put that harness to walk the cat.
Uh-huh.
She put the harness on the cat and went, and just, like, literally, I'm not even, like, didn't just lay down, it fell over onto his side and played dead. Like, get this fucking thing off me. So we keep putting it on him every day, to him, her, who right. knows, to like see if she'll get used to it.
Right.
And Trin just drags her. She's like on her back with her legs up, and Trin just drags her on the wood floor. Like, Mom, do you think she's ever going to get used to this?
Maybe.
You keep trying. I don't know.
It was the cutest cat of all the kitten that Trinity got, she got it from Janelle. And Janelle still has two cats.
Does she?
Yes. Cannot get rid of those cats. But the one that you got, it was the absolute cutest. It was the most friendly, like...
She's hilarious.
It's got a fun personality.
It is a very good cat.
Yeah.
Like, other than being fucking annoying...
Right.
He's very good. Like, she'll just, like... every time, but it is very, like, yesterday we have a new lazy boy and it's like right next to this mirror, and so the fucking thing crawls up it and sits on the top and then like swats at himself in the mirror until he like will literally fall. That's the other thing, he chases his tail. He'll be like chasing his fucking tail in the middle of the night like a whirlwind, just going round and round in circles, and then not realize where he is on the bed and fucking just fall off, like, all the way down, wake you up. It's awful. Like, that fucking cat is awful at night and then literally sleeps all day long. I don't think he got off the couch one time yesterday.
Wake him up!
Yeah, but have you ever tried to wake up a sleeping cat?
Yeah, they're
you
just like...
You pick it up and he just keeps sleeping. You, like, stand it up and it just, like, it's the no bones or bones kind of day.
Yeah.
It just falls over.
Oh.
Anyways, so that's Trin.
Yeah.
Who's now a miniature adult.
Good for her. That makes me so sad. It makes me so sad that we have sixth graders now. And you have a third grader, too. And I have a second grader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that
Think
makes
about
me
this.
Sad.
I have 5 more school years with Trin. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. My daughter asked me the other day, did you have me when you were 23? And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. That means... My daughter will be 23 in 12 years. My daughter could potentially have a child in 12 years. And that just blows my mind because the last almost 11 years has fucking flown by.
Yeah. It is really crazy to think about.
Yeah. So since the whole other conversation got cut off.
Yeah, let's talk about your toe.
Yeah, well, let me go through my last 3 months. So we had volleyball tax season, which was atrocious. Hated it. Wanted to kill myself. Done. Not really, but, you know. Then we went into baseball season, and they brought all the life back into me. Those little babies. Thank you, Jesus. They still love life and are not assholes. I think maybe I should just coach little guys and not teenagers.
Those really are... No offense, but those are the worst games to watch.
Oh, they're my favorite.
Oh, they're so boring.
Oh, I love them.
Oh my God, it makes me want to pull my hair out.
Really?
Yeah, they're so boring. Uh-huh. Compared to like, because watching Jay.
Right.
And then the games were at the same time. Like, I would have to leave Jay's games to come. And our games, like, they were exciting this year. Like, they were good.
Yeah, I heard a whole bunch of hooting and hollering.
Yeah, and it
over
was
there.
Like, oh, I'm going to go watch Addie with her hands on her knees and not move for an hour.
Yeah.
Or that. It was really hard to leave Jay's game.
I know. I love the little kids. I love
they're
that they
super cute.
I love that they still try. I love that they want to be there. Like, they restored my faith in humanity because those fucking volleyball girls made me want to just murder every one of them. And I was very disappointed that Peyton didn't want to play softball, but in the same amount, I've never been so glad in my entire life. Like, she's been doing dance. She's on the dance team now at the studio. So she's going to do all the stuff in the park and, like, over the summer. So she's doing all that. And
she likes it?
Yes, she's much happier. So, which is fine. So then, what else? Then we went on vacation. We went to Escondido. We went to a winery that was named Maurice Clary. And Maurice was so excited about it. And we stayed at a resort called the Lawrence Welk Resort. And he was like a orchestra conductor, I guess. Anyway, it's a huge resort. And you wouldn't even have to honestly leave the resort to have fun. Like, there were 5 pools, 2 slides, a rock climbing wall, a full-ass gym, 2 golf courses. Like, there was a ton of stuff. They had a farmer's market one night. Like, it was cool.
Nice.
And I was so proud of myself because I'm not a very good golfer. And I, sorry, it's so hard to relive all of this again. I took...
For the third time.
I know. I took my kids, just me and my kids, and we did a whole 18 holes, and I was so proud of myself.
Do you want to know what's really funny, you guys? She had a group text for her baseball team that she was texting because... She wasn't there to coach, so she was.
Oh yeah,
to get
I
it
missed
all.
The last
and then
four
she
games.
Said, yeah, she said something on there like, "We have one hole left on our group." And I text her like, "Whose hole are you in? Like, what the?"
I was like, "Oh, sorry."
I knew right away that you were golfing, but yeah. I was like, I just thought it was funny.
I know
you sent that to the
because
group
I up and left my little baseball team, guys. Well, so Jason and I, my brother-in-law and I. Are the coaches and we
shit.
Both because we went on a giant family vacation, everybody went including Jason, and I was like, cool, parents, you're gonna have to step up because we're not gonna be here for the last four games of the season. We had like eight games in total, maybe.
The parents are good,
yeah,
except for the game that we coached, there only six people showed up.
Yeah,
but
yeah, so anyway, yeah, that was that. What else did I say? Oh, so then we come home. We leave 4:45 in the morning to miss Memorial Day traffic from California because fucking traffic down there is a nightmare. Oh my God.
Traffic here is a nightmare too lately.
Well, yes. Yes. So we get home. We drive over to Carson City because that's where Matt's canine was boarded. And we go get Blady. He's all excited to see Matt. Matt throws Blady's Kong for him, which is his little toy. It smacks off Blady's nose. And there was a 50-pound dog food container, and Blady slams into that, which proceeds to slam into my big toe. Nail. My big toe nail. At that point, my heart was palpitating. Fucking cold body shivers. Now, realizing, I was in shock.
Yeah.
That's fucking shock.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really hurt at that point. So we get outside. The wind was blowing. I noticed, my foot felt wet. And... I was like, what the fuck did I step in? We were just in a vet's office.
What
Who knows?
What kind of shoes were you wearing?
These Birkenstocks with socks because my feet were cold. Anyway, I look down at my socks and they're completely covered with blood. So at that point, I had not eaten. We all know how Tashina is with eating. I'm about to go down. Feel like I'm going to throw up. Feel very peaked, about to die. I then slammed the dog food container into this little lip. Broke it, and then my husband yelled at me, and I was like, listen, motherfucker, I am bleeding. And then he looked at it, and there was my whole Birkenstock was completely covered in blood. The sidewalk was covered with blood. It was bad. So Matt gets Blady in the car. I take my sock off, and my nail is just sitting straight up and down, parallel. Not parallel,
perpendicular,
vertical. Whatever way it
parallel
is supposed,
is two lines.
Yeah. Whatever way it's supposed to look, it does not. Okay, she's saluting to the general. Okay, and Matt just looks at me and looks at my toe, looks at me and looks at my toe, and his eyes are so big, and he's like, "Does it hurt?"
No, motherfucker, feels great.
So he gets his med kit out, and we're like, we wrap it up, and he's like, "All right, well, do you want to go to Carson Tahoe?" I was like, "No, it's Memorial Day weekend. I don't want to be doing that shit. That's a lot of people." Well, we get to Carson City around Taco Bell, and I was like, "You've got to take me somewhere. I cannot go to South Lyon. First of all, they're going to amputate my toe for no reason. We can't be going there." So we go to the Dayton Urgent Care, and they were very good to me. The doctor tells me that depending on the damage that I have on my toe, it may come back, it may not come back. And the lady goes, "Well, if it doesn't come back, I just paint the skin." Anyway, so then the doctor's pushing it and feeling it. And he's like, "Oh, does this hurt? Does this hurt? Does this hurt?" Yes. There's fucking trauma all over that toe. It's bleeding all over the place. Yes, it fucking hurts. And he's like, "Oh, do you want me to numb it?" So he does. But at this point, I feel like the doctor definitely has a needle phobia because every time he stuck it in there, just fucking looked away. And then,
how does he know where he's sticking it if he looks at...
Well,
away?
He would stick it and then...
That's awful.
But have you ever had one of your extremities numbed?
Mm-mm.
So he stuck it in and then it just bulges. So my toe was this big by the end of it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's all that fluid had to go
in.
Yeah, and so it puffs up. So he got to the side. The other ones didn't hurt bad at all. He got to the side and that one hurt. So then I got... nauseous and queasy again, and then he must have saw me because he was like,
he bolted.
He ran the fuck out of there, and he didn't come back for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So they cleaned it up or whatever, and then I had my podiatry appointment, and apparently it's not broken, and I just have to wait it out, and it should be about 2 weeks until it falls off, hopefully. And then once it falls off, it's about 9 months before
if it comes back. So are you supposed to keep it bandaged?
So I'm keeping it bandaged because I'm afraid that I will catch it on something right now, because she's a little long. And he said to me, the podiatrist goes, well, you know what would be terrible is if you caught it on your bed sheets and ripped it off.
That just made me
die a
little
inside. And that is all I can think about. And so that's why I'm keeping the Band-Aid
on. But how will it fall off with the Band-Aid on?
I don't think. It can stay on there for the rest of its life. I don't care. I mean, eventually, when I take it off every day. So I take a shower and then I put a new one on. So eventually I'll notice when it's, you know, getting a little there. But, and now every time my kids or my dogs or my husband are around, I'm like, go step on my toe. Go step on my toe. Go step on my toe. Like, I keep them.
And, like a perimeter.
And Matt's like, are you just going to continue to say that until it falls off? Yes. My biggest fear right now is that somebody's going to rip it all the way the rest off.
Yeah.
That is my biggest fear. And so, just step on my toe.
It's crazy how our fears change over time.
I never thought. And then my husband goes, well, you must have really weak toenails. First of all, I didn't know that was a fucking thing. And he's like, I fucking rip my pinky toe all the time and it never comes off. And I'm like, because it ripped like the top.
And you it had got something underneath. Yeah. In.
Yeah.
At 50 the, pounds
at
of
the
something.
Force of fucking Thor Almighty, G3, that whatever. Goddamn fur missile that you have, did that to me.
Yeah.
No, I can't be doing that. But the sun came out.
Let me just tell you, I will never in my life go to that Dayton urgent care again. I'm glad that your experience was better than
mine. Did you have a terrible experience?
Yeah.
Why?
Awful. Because, so you know, when I first was having like all those issues with my joints and everything.
Yes.
And like I thought I was dying, which apparently is a thing in my life. I guess I'm dramatic, but if something happens,
no.
I go to like the world's worst thing. Like right. My wrist is hurting. It's probably a tumor. They're going to have to amputate it. Like, anyways, but like it was every joint in my body. And so my mom had been on me for like ever. Go to the doctor, go to the doctor. And I'm not going to go to the emergency room. I look fine. Like my body hurts.
Right.
Anyway, so I was on my way to Joey's house, and Joey used to live right next to it. Like, you can see it from
there. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I went there before I went to his house, and Jaden was with me, and they got me all, like, the lady that I filled out my paperwork with. She was super nice. Got in there. And the doctor came in and, like, asked me. And so I told him what was going on, and he was like, I can't just give you drugs if that's what you're looking for. And I was, like, looking at me, young, with the daughter, like, thinking I'm just some white trash. And I'm like, I don't want drugs. I don't even barely take ibuprofen.
Right.
Like, I want to know what's wrong.
Right.
I've seen this before. He was such a fucking dick that he was like, hold on just a second. I'll be right back. And me and Jaden left. Like, left. They called me 4 times to sick because I didn't fill out any paperwork.
Right.
Like, they didn't even discharge me. I just left.
Right.
I called my mom, like, I'm never going there again. That guy literally just treated me like I was in there for narcotics. Even
right.
I wouldn't have taken him to begin with. I don't
right.
like the... Even with my neck, they gave me some shit in the fucking full-ass container still in my house. Like, I never took it.
So that happened to me one time. I went into South Lyon for my migraines because I used to have to go, like, at least twice a year to go get a shot because I can't get rid of a migraine. And at the time, there was a lady in town that was very much abusing narcotics, and she was there with her mom, and I had dealt with them at the bank and stuff, and she was a nightmare. And I could hear the doctor in the next room over yelling at her, like, you have a problem, like, you can't be doing this, blah 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 blah. So then he came in to me and he was like, well, what do you need? You know what I mean? Like, very callous. And I was like, well, I have a migraine, like, I can't get rid of it. I normally have to come in to get a shot. And he's like, oh, what do you take? Morphine? And I was like, no, it's tramadol, which is not a non-narcotic. And then I'm able to drive home. They just give me the shot and I'm on my way. And then I come and I lay down because it kind of makes you sleepy. But going from South Lyon to my house is fine.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I think that you need an IV and I'll give you some, I think he ended up giving me morphine, and I was like, I don't want morphine. That normally that doesn't honestly work. They've tried it before. The Toradol is what is the best. Like, just give it to me. And he was like, nope, you're dehydrated. You need fluids. So I had to stay there and get fluids. And then they put the stuff in my arm. And I just remember that last time I could feel it coming all the way up my arm. And I felt like it went into my heart. And I hated that feeling so bad. And I was so pissed off at him. But my head hurt so bad. I was just like, mm-hmm. At least I'll get some sort of relief, you know?
Yeah.
But I was so mad because sometimes they just get so callous that they don't even, you know what I mean? Like, obviously the system is definitely being abused, but that doesn't mean that
everybody is.
And you have to take it case by case. You know what I mean? Like, you obviously don't look like a drug addict. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell people that are drug addicts. Mm-hmm. Like,
and I'd never been there before.
Like, right.
You would think if I was like a frequent flyer.
Well, you know, the issue is that they don't go
to the same spot.
Right. Right.
I mean, I understood what he saw when I came in there.
Right. Like, a little. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm just like.
Yeah, but still, like, it's your job to not judge somebody.
And
you know what I mean?
I never go to the doctor. I really don't.
Right.
Ever.
And you don't ever take anything because I'm always like, hey, did you take ibuprofen or something? And you're like, no, I'm just
Except
dying.
Except with my neck, I went through two bottles of ibuprofen in like 3 weeks. I'm not kidding. I was living off of it, and it didn't even help. Like,
I don't feel like ibuprofen. I mean, it helps,
but
like inflammation.
It does a little bit, because that's what bulges. It's like the spinal whatever is inflamed, so it does help a little
inflammation.
Bit. But not enough to like.
Well, after a while with ibuprofen too, like your body gets used to it. So like you'd have to switch off with doing like Motrin and ibuprofen.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah. He even asked me because I told him how much ibuprofen I went through. He was so nice.
Well,
he was
good.
Like, is your stomach okay? Like, do you feel okay? I'm like,
yeah. Because it can destroy your liver,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fine. I just, like, this.
Yeah.
I cannot do this anymore. There, like, I couldn't even get comfortable, like, no matter what I did.
That's terrible. I have to tell you something really quick on vacation. I just remembered. So, the one day, all the boys went fishing, like, deep sea fishing. So, the girls went and got manicures and pedicures, which is another reason I'm pissed off about my toe, because
you fucked it up.
I didn't fuck shit up. I was standing there. I was an innocent bystander for a fur missile. Okay. So we decided we're starving. So we decide we're going to go eat. And so we found this, like, it had 5-star reviews, little hole in the wall, like burger joint is what it kind of looked like on the pictures. So Escondido is not, like, there's a nice part of Escondido, and then there's not a nice part of Escondido, and we went to the not nice part of Escondido. So we pull up, and there is a Vagos sticker. Do you know what the Vagos are?
Yeah.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, it's a bike gang. Okay. There's a Vagos sticker.
There's a bunch of them in Carson.
Yes. Slapped on this parking spot, and I was like, okay, this is where we're going. And I happened to turn my head, and I see adult movies in the building next door.
Like playing a sign
that said like adult movies, it was an adult store. Okay. The, on the other side of this brick wall with the Vago sticker was slapped on is a, adventure hotel. Where they're, like, themed rooms.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just to let you know. And then there's the little place where we're going to eat.
That's the best burger you've ever had.
The little place we're going to eat. And then, like, a gas station, okay? There's really nice cars parked. So I feel a little bit safer. Like, there's ladies running, old people. Like, I feel safe, but, like, a little
kinda
uncomfortable.
Shady, yeah.
So we get out, and I realize that it is not, like, a burger joint. It is a bar. Okay, so we have my daughter with us because she's a girl and she came with us. So I walk in there and I'm like, listen, we have my daughter. And he's like, no, it's fine. Like, we're a bar / restaurant, but it was more of a bar scene. I was like, okay, perfect. Super great guy. Super friendly, whatever. I was like, well, we're just going to eat outside because, number one, it was fucking freezing in that bar. And I was like, whatever. So we sat outside and it was in a nice little patio area. But poor Melanie that was with us was feeling all sorts of uncomfortable. Like, she did not look like she wanted to be there. She wanted to stay there.
Just because of the environment?
Yes. Like, she was not really having it. It was the best food.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I had a great time.
all those little holes in the wall where it looks like there's cockroaches like everywhere. They're all, it's always the best
food. It was the best food. And then right next door to the adult bookstore or TV store or whatever the hell it was a bridge, like old people bridge.
What?
Building. Like Bridge the card game.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was like an actual bridge.
Escondido Bridge Club was right next to the...
Sometimes it goes hand in hand. It does. Like...
And then we saw all these little old women walking out. And so I'm like, okay, well, we weren't going to die today, I guess. But it was really good. The tater tots were fantastic. I was like, it was fantastic. And then at one point, the guy comes out. And so it's like Janelle, Peyton, Melanie, me, Kaylin, Penny, and then baby Caden. And so Peyton and Janelle are sitting right next to each other. So the guy comes out and he's like, hey, sweetie, would you like another soda? And he was talking to Peyton, and Janelle goes, yes, please.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. So every time he'd come out, he would be like, hey, sweetie. And then we would all make fun of Janelle, and she's like, fuck you guys. It ended up being very memorable, but at the beginning, I really thought that we may be initiated into a biker gang.
Yeah.
I mean...
There's a lot of Vagos in Carson, like a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of biker gangs all over.
Speaking of biker gangs, I conned Joey into starting Sons of Anarchy with me last night.
Oh, did
you? Because he's never, like, seen them all the way through. He's only seen a few. Did you watch it?
I did, but then after a while, I do this thing where I really like something, except for things that I really like British shows. But, after a while, like, when they brought, certain people in, I was done.
Yeah. I think the only season I didn't like of this one is the Ireland season, which is probably one of your favorite seasons if you watch it, because you like all that kind of shit.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of when I lost interest, to be honest.
Yeah, that was season 3, and I'm not a fan of the entire season.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much when I lost interest.
The rest of it is so good.
Oh, really?
Like, it's a good series. I really like it a lot.
Or when they killed off what's-his-face? The best friend?
Yeah.
That made me want to die. So, and then I was done with that. Sorry, Joey.
Bludgeoned him to death in the jail.
Yeah, and he just had to watch it. Like, I was done after that. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was sad, too.
Yeah.
And Juice is my absolute fucking favorite.
Of course he is.
I don't know what it is about the juicy-looking boys, you know?
Juicy-looking boys.
Yeah,
I'm not. Well, other than that, I think that's pretty much caught it up, huh? I do feel like the last 3 months have just, gone by in a whirlwind. Somebody was telling me something the other day, and they were like, that was 2 years ago. I'm like, no, it wasn't. And they were like, yes, it was. So, that whole time between COVID and, the last 2 years have just...
Yeah, Trin was in fifth grade when that COVID started.
That blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's happened a couple different times where I'm like, that wasn't that long ago. That was 6 months ago. And they're like, no, it was not.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think about. And now we got monkeypox coming in.
Yeah. I knew that was going to come.
Oh, yeah. But it's all going to be over before elections start again. So we only got... Hold on for a couple more months, guys. We're good to go.
Something else will come up after that.
Yeah.
It's just one thing after the other. Speaking of... The hottest topic of the year.
The Queen's Royal Jubilee.
No. Team Amber or Team
Johnny? Oh, I was Team Johnny all the way, and I watched that court case the whole fucking time, and those fucking lawyers of hers made me want to shoot them. They are so dumb.
Yeah, she got...
I stepped on a bee.
I have had so much fun going through all the fucking...
Oh.
Those videos that people keep posting.
Yes.
Of Johnny's faces when things are said or
Yes, or he's oh, wait a minute. That was hearsay, right?
Yeah, before they even say anything, he'll just say something. Sorry, was that hearsay?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm learning. I'm learning.
Oh, my God. But the things that came out of her mouth, really good makeup. She was a mess. I was glad he won. That was...
Well, they kind of both won. I mean, he won the majority of it, but he still has to pay her, too.
He doesn't.
Well, no.
She just has to pay him less.
Yeah.
And then I saw an article today about how she's screwed. Hollywood is shunning her, and she does not have enough money to pay him.
And I love how, so Disney didn't want him, right, because of the abuse allegations, which I understand for Disney. You know what I mean? They can't be... promoting an abuser, but now he's going to be the hottest thing. Like, people love Johnny Depp. I don't know. It's crazy, but... So I follow a lady on Instagram, and it's House in Habit. And so she did... she's like a reporter, but she does it all for her own self. And it's not like, you know, what media wants you. Like, she is very black and white. You know what I mean? Like, she gives it the way it is. And so she did the Giselle. Is that how you say that? Mm-hmm. Giselle Maxwell case as well. Mm-hmm. And then she did the Johnny Depp trial. And she's really good. And she's going to come out, like, she's she's going to come out with all of the stuff on the trial. Like, she did it every day, but now she's going to, like, recap it all as well.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, no, definitely team Johnny. I was kind of open about it too. Like, I wanted to see where it was going. Like,
it didn't take me long.
No, but then again, like, every time that she would say a story, they were saying, like, she really embellishes random things. And, like, Johnny would say a story and, like, give you, like, the movements that he did.
Yeah.
Which are much more, I guess, like, psychological truth than yeah. her like being like, well, it was a Sunday and it was cloudy outside. You know what I mean? Like, those are things that when you're a trauma victim or whatever, you wouldn't necessarily yeah. remember or, you know, put into your statement or whatever. So yeah, no,
it was a boring ass trial for the most
yes.
part, but a lot
there
of
was
the
some
stuff,
funny moments
yeah,
though. Yeah, and then her lawyers were just jokes, man. She's a nasty woman.
Her lawyer?
No.
Oh, Amber.
Her. Mm-hmm. She is a nasty woman. And then I really want to know if it's Elon Musk's baby. Because that's supposed to be Johnny Depp's baby. But I bet it's Elon's.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Okay.
I missed that whole thing.
Okay, so Elon Musk.
You think?
Elon Musk and her... froze his sperm and her eggs.
Okay.
Okay. And then he decided that he was obviously not going to have a child with her. But supposedly she went in and retrieved them and wasn't supposed to and got them. And then she got pregnant.
She's pregnant?
No, she has a daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like two.
I didn't watch that part, I guess.
Oh.
I watched a lot of the highlights, but I didn't...
Well, I didn't know she had a daughter either until it came out, and that baby doesn't look anything like Johnny Depp.
And she's trying to say Johnny Depp's a dad?
Yes. And now I think she's going to end up being like, Elon, you're the baby daddy.
Give me all your money.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And I wonder if Elon's going to help her pay for this stuff, because whatever she's got a chokehold on him.
Does she?
Well, apparently when they were hanging out, she used to throw these big ass parties, and apparently, supposedly, minors were there. And so that's, he paid for her defense.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And he paid.
He got her some shit lawyers.
Yeah. And he paid her, you know how they're like saying that she never paid the foundations that she was supposed to with the last money? He paid some of that for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so she's got some sort of chokehold on him.
Well, I wonder if he'll be paying the 10 million she owes to Bedeck.
What the fuck's he care? He's got billions upon billions of billions of dollars. He don't give a shit. But it'll be interesting to see, because she's never gonna make it ever. Nobody's ever gonna want to touch her with a 10-foot pole. She's done.
Well, that's what I thought about Farrah too.
Farrah
Abraham.
Oh,
Teen Mom. She's making her way.
In porn. Well, I guess, yeah. Go ahead, Amber. You're pretty good at that, I guess.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta. Sometimes you have to shoot a hostage.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
Yeah. I was definitely team Johnny Depp, and I really hope that he has a whole bunch of movies that he comes out with, because he's really...
He's hilarious. I love him.
And I love how all of the celebrities came out and were like, never once. Never once have we ever. My problem is that she was always like, I just didn't know he was going to be like that when we did drugs. And like, first of all, you both are retarded because you both did drugs. And I'm sure he's not a saint. I'm not saying that he is.
Well, he even admits.
Yeah. Like, when you're on drugs, like, obviously things are going to get thick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you're doing the weed.
I think it was a little bit more than weed.
Maybe they're doing the liquor. I don't know.
But her, like, I bet she was a fucking maniac. Who shits on somebody's bed?
It was the dog.
Fuck you, that little tiny dog has turds this big, and then her big old fucking shitty, nasty amber
crazy
turd. Yeah. So, yeah.
He really did not ever look at her at all. Did you notice
that? No, he said. And she was like, I just don't know why he won't look at me. Because he said, I will never look at you again. And I love how they always bring up the text messages that he writes. Obviously, Johnny Depp is a very, like, I don't know how to explain it, like, a very charismatic, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a storyteller. He's an actor. And so he sends all those text messages that are fucking this long with
all of... And then they read it, and he go, did I read that correct?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
You did.
Yes, you did. Did I read that correct? Yes. Yes, yes, you did. My favorite part, though, was when they were, like, asking about if he has been sober since that, and he was like, yes, and he just got the biggest smile on his face. No, whether he will remain sober or not. I thought it was kind of weird, though, that at the end of the trial, like, the verdict, he was not there.
Yeah, he's in, like, the UK.
Yeah, with his band.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was kind of weird that he wasn't at the verdict.
I'm sure he knew what was happening.
Yeah. And I really love that.
At that
Camille
point,
or whatever.
Was done.
Yeah, that Camille girl, his lawyer, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she was good.
She was a bulldog. That other poor lady. Can you imagine trying to freaking convince everybody that Amber Turd wasn't... Like, she's the worst actress, too. I want to know if she was really snorting cocaine up there.
It looked like it, but did you see the one video where she, like, had the two drinks, and she was, like, opening the water to drink it, and then the bailiff walked up,
and
she like, shoved it in her pocket really fast?
Yeah. It's like, is that vodka in there, sweet pea?
I'm sure.
Oh, man. But then some people were saying she was doing that so that way they could catch it on camera, that it looked like she was crying. That's why she left it there so long, but it looked like she was snorting the snow, man.
Yeah. Because then she did this.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not that I've ever snorted snow, but...
Me either.
It just fucking sounds painful.
Yeah.
Have you ever got, like, a Nesquik sand missile?
Nesquik sand missile? No, but what do we use to snort all the time?
Oh, the Fun Dips.
The Fun Dips and the freaking Mexican
the
candy.
Oh, I never did that.
Oh, my God.
Your daughter's a really good pixie stick snorter.
What?
She did that at Jaden's birthday party, and she was fucking off the wall. She snorted that shit, like, all night long, and they were cracking up. Like, you're gonna get... And she did get a bloody nose, actually.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you snort shit up your nose.
Yeah, I tried to tell
him. Great, you gave my daughter a cocaine habit.
I said,
thanks.
You better not go home and tell your cop dad that you're snorting shit at my house, okay? And apparently she didn't, so
no,
thank her for
I had
that.
No idea. Mm-hmm. So now I just have to deal with that trauma for her. Cool.
Whatever, they had fun. I didn't make him snort it.
I just laid it out in lines for him.
I just gave it to him. Okay?
I cut the lines
and I
for him.
That and they would be normal children and eat the Dixie Pixie Sticks.
The Dixie like Sticks. The Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, like you're supposed to.
Oh, no.
Bilingually.
Bilaterally.
Yeah, parallel.
Parallel.
In a parallel universe, maybe they would have.
Right?
Anyways.
Oh, well.
Cut this short because that. Is getting to me.
Is it? You about to shit your pantolas?
No, I have to pee really bad.
All right, well, it's been fun. Thank you. Maybe we can try in another 3 months, depending on how our schedule is. Oh, one more thing, though. I have decided, so I have nothing going on in my life right now. I'm not coaching anything. Tax season is not upon us. And I feel very lonely. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life anymore. I come home and I'm like, I guess I'll clean, or I guess I'll cook dinner. Ew.
Yeah, gross.
I don't want to do that.
So we all have podcasts now.
Because I have nothing to do with
just listen,
my life.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm a very busy individual.
No, because I'm not.
Jay got on the All-Stars team.
Yes.
So she has practices 3 nights a week, which I don't have to be too, but I am going. She has a tournament the 17th. That's why I will not be at the book club thing if we do it that
No, I think we're going to do it the 24th.
Okay. As of July, we have the 4th of July, which will be camping. The next weekend, my sister bought some winery trip in California that I'm going with her to. Then we have a weekend in Topaz. Then it's Night in the Country. Actually, I think it's Night in the Country, then Topaz. Then I have like 3 weeks, and then my sister bought tickets to Usher in Vegas, and so we're going to go there.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Basically, if I see you, I see you, and if I don't, I'm truly sorry. I truly am.
No,
truly sorry.
I'm really not worried about it. We'll do this eventually, or we won't. This could be the last one. A sayonara. Who knows? Okay, well, bye. All right, guys, it's been fun. We hope you enjoyed this. Sorry for the rushed conversations because we've already said these about 3 times.
Yeah, so. I really hope that the next podcast that we do, if we do it, when we do it, if we do it, that we
can get our shit together.
Because it's painful fucking telling stories twice.
I know, and it's
because you've lived it once, then you tell it the second time, and it should be done and gone. We shouldn't have to do it a third within an hour.
And it's much funnier the first time around because you've never heard it before. You know what I mean?
And now it was just like, ugh, are you done talking?
I know. That's how I felt, too.
Me too.
I could feel your face. All right. Well, it's been fun. We will talk to you guys later.
Bye.